These are activists of Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf or Justice Party, which is now governing country's northwestern province bordering with Afghanistan. For several days, the provincial government has blocked the northwestern land routes for trucks carrying war supplies for US-led foreign forces in Afghanistan.
We are committed to blocking NATO supplies till the US gives a commitment that all drone strikes will stop immediately.
Karzai has already shown tantrums in signing the deal with the US on keeping the troops and what kind of rights they will exercise. And on the other hand, if there is a blockade in Pakistan and which is going to last longer, owing to a factor called drones, I think US is in a deep crisis and they are in a thick soup. They will have to fix it.
The provincial government has avoided using police force to block the supply lines in order to prevent legal action because defense and foreign policies are the exclusive domains of the federal government.
Legally speaking, the federal government in Islamabad can dismiss the provincial government in northern western region for overstepping its authority to block the NATO supply line. But given the fact that the anti-US sentiments are rising alarmingly, the federal government is hard-pressed to decide on a clear policy action that goes against routinely condemning the US drone attacks.
The country's Interior Minister Chowdhury Nassar Ali Khan says that it is time for Pakistan to choose between US economic assistance or self-respect. The federal government is engaged in consultation process with major political parties to evolve consensus on how to bring an end to the US drone attacks that has effectively derailed the peace process with pro-Taliban militants. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.